The student-led protests in Venezuela that began weeks ago have led to some violent and deadly confrontations with police and have sharpened the political divisions in the country. All Venezuelans are frustrated with near hyperinflation rates, chronic shortages of basic goods, and violent crime. But Eric Olson, a Latin America analyst with the Woodrow Wilson Center, says they are divided over who to blame.
People who are protesting are trying to hold the government accountable for this, pointing the finger at mismanagement or policy problems at the on the part of the government. The government itself is blaming, agitators. It's blamed the United States.
Olson says President Maduro's recent expulsion of three U.S. diplomats for allegedly helping the student protests bolsters his popularity among his supporters. Meanwhile, Mr. Maduro says he wants to directly engage the U.S. on these charges and will send an ambassador to Washington to fill the long vacant post.
I call for the dialogue now. I accept this challenge. Let's initiate a high-level dialogue and let's put the truth out on the table.
For its part, the United States has denied any involvement in the Venezuelan protests and has reciprocated by expelling three Venezuelan diplomats. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
When President Maduro calls for a dialogue with the U.S. president and an exchange of ambassadors, he should focus instead on a dialogue with the Venezuelan people, because that is what is at issue here. This is not about the United States.
Despite having the world's largest oil reserves, spending for the socialist programs providing free housing, health care, and other services to the poor have burdened the economy. Olson says Venezuela has to find a way to live within its means while preserving these popular programs.
The question is, can you continue those kinds of programs but have a better and more reformed economic policy that doesn't create such a crisis? And I think that's the challenge for both the government and for the opposition to some extent.
But so far, the country remains divided over what to do and who to blame. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.